Hi, Alfred. Hi, Sam. Good morning. Good afternoon. So let's start off with prayer that this message may be blessed and that it may enlighten those of us who have tuned in to listen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing me with this platform, that I may go forth and teach the things that you put in my heart and my spirit to give to your people to enlighten them in this age of the spiritual awakening. Thank you, Father, that this word may go forth and enlighten the eyes of their hearts, that they may have understanding as to what this is all about and how we all fit into the scope of the things that are happening. And thank you, Father, for bringing us out into a mighty nation that's rising in the earth. Thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. In Yeshua's name, amen. So let's go forth with this message. So let's go to like the 5th century, to the fall of Rome. Let's find out, okay, how this all happened and what the Dark Ages was truly about. So I pulled up some information. I, you know, Googled the word Dark Ages. You know, go there with me, you guys. You know, Google these terms and let's find out how we figure into these things. And you know, let's have in our mind's eye to know that the people of color, back in the times of the Dark Ages, the rulership, they were black people, you all. They were the northern 10 tribes that fell in the earth. So let's know who these people were so we can keep the right context of what we're talking about, who we're talking about, and what wars happened and how they overtook. You know, how they overtook our positions because, as I said, a shift happened. And when the shift happened, power was taken from us. So we need to know these things. Okay, introduction to the Dark Ages. The Dark Ages is a term often used synonymously. With the Middle Ages. It refers to the period of time between the fall of the Roman Empire and the beginning of the Italian Renaissance and the Age of Discovery. Many textbooks list the Dark Ages as extending from 500 AD to 1500 AD, although it should be noted these are approximations. Okay, so let's do a little background information. I told you that the people who are perpetrating us are the Turks. They're Khazar Turks. The people who are perpetrating the Arabs, they are Ottoman Turks, still Turks, okay? They're Turkish people. So I told you that the Khazar people came into our way of life that they coined religion back in 740 AD. So they say that this Dark Age started around 500 AD. So I guess that's around the time of the Roman Empire, you guys, when it was still going, but it was, you know, in its end, it was in the ending period of its cycle of life. It was coming to a close. There was no more Roman Empire. So when the shift came, they were allowed to transfer into the powers we had as we were falling out of power. The Ottoman Turks were actually rising into power. And well, actually no, because in 1000 AD, it's when they started conquering Arab territories. And that's when they started associating as becoming the Arabs. But they're actually Turkish people, you guys. That's why they are Caucasian-skinned people. They're not African-skinned people like they were before the fall, before the shift happen. So we need to know that and keep this in context as to when we're talking about these people, then you know the skin color of the people I'm talking about, okay? Anything saying Jacobites, they were African people, okay? So the Dark Ages really refer to the dark colored people who were in power, who fell when the shift came. So come on, y'all, go with me. Okay, the term Dark Ages was coined by an Italian scholar named Francesco Petrarch, who lived from 1304 to 1374. Used this label to describe what he perceived as a lack of quality in the Latin literature of his day. Other thinkers came along and expanded the designation to include not only literature, but also culture in general. The term thus evolved as a designation for the supposed lack of culture and advancement in Europe during the medieval period. This is the time of our fall, y'all, and the rise of Ottoman power. The term generally had a negative connotation. Debate continues to rage among historians over whether the Middle Ages were indeed dark or not. Increasingly, many scholars are questioning whether the term Dark Ages is an accurate description or not. So what I need the scholars among us to do is to find this information, Dark Ages, because this is what happened to us. This is how we fail as a people. Remember I showed you guys the coats of arms, which were black people, y'all, because we were in power. And when we fail, when the Northern Ten Tribes fail, because this is who was in power in Europe and in the Great Britain and even in Russia. Look at the Russian capital. Those pointed buildings that Putin, you know, is claiming as their heritage. Come on, y'all, that came from black folks. Isn't that a signature of our, you know, of who we are? Look at the colors of the towers of the capital in Moscow, Scow. Come on, y'all, that's stuff we would do. We colorize stuff, you know? We make stuff that look, you know, pop with color. Pop with this, pop with that. You know, we are the people who, the Moors are the ones who made these buildings, you know, who designed these buildings. They were the great architects and they were black people, y'all. So please know that these buildings were ours first. All the castles. And, you know, from medieval time, those were castles that the Moors build, y'all. The Moors only is a term that mean black people, black-skinned people, dark-skinned people, brown-colored people. That's what Moor means. Moor is not necessarily a term for, you know, a group of people, although Moor, the name Moor did come from the Moabite, which is Lot's seed. That's Lot's child, the Moabites, through his daughter. And remember the story of Lot's daughters and his wife? The wife turned around to look at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and she turned into a pillar of salt, right, y'all? Okay, well, his daughters had to sleep with him, sleep with Lot, because there were no men, you know, around the vicinity. So I just wanted to, you know, incorporate that story so you'll know what I'm talking about when I say about the Moors, a kingdom of people who came up, who are named Moors as well. They are the Moabites. And that was Lot's daughter, which I said there were no men in the vicinity at the time when they had to go into this cave. Lot had no wife at the time. He only had his two daughters. So they had to have their kingdoms to come forth. So that would be Moab. They got their daddy drunk, and the one daughter slept with the father the first night, and she got pregnant. Lot didn't know that he fathered, you know, his daughter's seed because he got them drunk. They got him drunk. So they got pregnant. Oh, well, you know, they pulled this story over on him, and the Moabites came about from the one daughter and the Ammonites. Amorites came from the other daughter. So that's how you get those two kingdoms. So know who we talking about as a people, y'all. So more does refer to a nation of people who are Moabites, but in term, general term, more means a color of a skin. You know, a people who had this dark colored skin, which were named Moors. Okay, so now that we got that understood, the Moors were the ones who built up the castles and built, you know, the capital and the castles and the kingdoms in Russia, Great Britain, you know, like the Polish people, the Great Britain people, the Switzerland people. All those nations were black, y'all. The coats of arms tell you which people came from where. Even the last names of the people nowadays, you know, they came through slavery, and they say if your last name was Brown, if your last name was Shaw, if your last name was Hardin, if your last name, whatever your last name was, it came from a coat of arms, from a people who were black. So these names that came over from Europe, man, they started off black at first. So please know that your surname came from a black man, from black people, okay? So, okay, let's look at this thing again. And it says, the dark past of the Middle Ages, the ancient Greek and Roman civilizations were remarkably advanced for their times. Of course they were. Because they was black folks, y'all, and God gave us, you know, the power to generate kingdoms and different things. He gave us the power to be the architects. You know, we were the architects and the scientists and all those people who were needed, you know, to bring about, you know, kingdoms. God gave us this power. We were the original lawgivers, but we failed. So, like I told y'all, the whole Middle East, it's out of place. God, when God caused us to fall to go into exile, oh, y'all best believe when in 70 AD, this was the start of the fall of the kingdoms that were in the Middle East, y'all. All the kingdoms that remained in that region, they call the Middle East, which is really Northern Africa, the Asiatic part of Africa. That's where we're from. That's where the black people of Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is Ishmael. Ishmael is a black man. Come on, his mom and daddy was black. Come on, y'all. Find that in the word. In scripture, it tells you who was who. Who people, what nations. It's right in your table of nations in the back of your Bible. It tells you who is who. Then when you want to go further, in Genesis 15, 13 through 14, Acts 7 and 6, it even tells you who is who. The people who are in slavery right now today, who's going through the 400 years, came from Shem. Shem is a black people because that's us. We black folks, y'all. We the ones going through the 400 years. We wrapping that up right now, okay? So know what the Dark Ages was all about. Us falling. Us coming out of power and giving power over to them. So let's know that. And let's know who the Roman civilization is, y'all. The Roman civilization is that old dragon, Satan, y'all. This is Satan's time to rule in the earth. So Satan fell. He was kicked up out of heaven, y'all. Kicked down to the kingdom of earth. So he's God over the lower heavens, y'all. He's God of this earth. This is his thing we're under. We're wrapping this thing up. His kingdom rule. We're wrapping that thing up. So just know who we are and in the earth and who they are. So, like I said, the ancient Greek and Roman civilizations were remarkably advanced for their time. Both civilizations made a number of contributions to human progress, notably in the areas of science, government, philosophy, and architecture. Some scholars perceive Europe as having been plunged into darkness when the Roman Empire fell, y'all, around 500 AD. And I believe that the Roman Empire probably fell a little later than 500 AD. But we can prove that. Scholars, I need y'all to stand up and I need y'all to prove this information. This is all of us. This is about our history. So y'all prove this information along with me. I've done the research. I wrote a book that incorporates enough of our information to prove this Bible is us. It's our, talking about our people. So I need y'all to come prove the rest of this. We're all in this thing together. Pray, help me prove this information so we can get a bird's eye view of what happened, y'all. Come on, my scholars. Okay, so the Middle Ages are often said to be dark because of the supposed lack of scientific and cultural advancement. No, the reason why it was dark is because it was a shift that happened. And power was taken from one group of people and given to another, because one group of people had to fall into a punishment, y'all, so that, you know, everything could line up according to scripture. During this time, feudalism was the dominant political system. The feudal system of labor hindered upward social mobility, which basically means the poor people had very little opportunity to improve the condition in life. And let's talk about this feudalism. This feudalism was given to the royalty that was in the land. Now, let me explain this to you all about this feudalism thing. Now, I told you that we are royal people and that the ones among us who were deemed to be kings, you know, to be deemed to be the rulers of the land. The kings, the queens, the empresses, the emperors. You know, the empresses are over kingdoms that are under their territory. Like all of Great Britain could have been, all the kingdoms under Great Britain could have been ruled by an empress. You know, an empress rules kingdoms, and she has kings and queens that rule in those kingdoms under her reign. And the same as emperors, you know, they have a certain kingdom, you know, with kings and queens ruling under their reign. So the popes, the priests would give certain rules and kingships, you know, certain areas of rule under their lands. You know, they would give them certain lands, the kings would give the priests. That's what it was. The kings would give the priests certain rights to rule, you know, over their jurisdiction, whatever, you know, lands that they were ruling. That's how it was. And so when it became religious, when they would give the royalty, when the kings, okay, let's back this up. The kings would give the royal people, okay, that was in their kingdom, they would give them certain lands under their kingdom to rule. And these royal people had mercenaries that they would hire. Or they had their own, if they were large kingdoms, if they ruled large kingdoms, they had their own armies. So they would give their submitted power to the kings, right? And they would help these kings fight wars. So this is how the kingship stayed in control, because they would give the royal people, you know, certain lands to rule under them, but it was in exchange for their protection. That's how this thing went. So that's how the system of feudalism came about, was because they wanted, you know, the kings wanted certain protections, and then they would give power to, you know, the religious end, you know, the popes, because popes, they had a certain following. You know, like if the people loved them, they would have all these people underneath them that would follow them. Like the Pope of nowadays, you know, how they are very popular. Okay, so that's how, you know, the system of feudalism came about. And that's how people, you know, certain kings start losing their lands too, because they would switch, you know, allegiance. They would switch loyalty. So whoever was fighting for who, you know, if they were like, okay, well, we ain't with this king today. We over here with this king. You know, it was all about your loyalty. So that's what the system of feudal the system was all about. And it hindered up with mobility of, socially, where people could come in, you know, and like work their way out of poverty. No, they didn't want people to work their way out of poverty. Excuse me. They wanted, you know, control. So that means the poor people had very little opportunity to improve their condition in life. And there was religious superstition, you know. They had to put these, you know, religious superstitions out there to control the people. So come on, y'all. That's how this thing happened. And religious superstition still rules in our, you know, religion nowadays, you know, in the church. You know, you believe a certain way. You know, that's how all this stuff crept in, y'all, because, you know, of who was aligned with who, and whatever your belief was, that's what you was bringing into the system. And then you kept people under your foot, you know, through your authoritative rule. Okay, so it was also widespread during this time. The Catholic Church was extremely institutionalized, excuse me, and often opposed the scientific and cultural advancement the Greeks and Romans had pioneered. The Dark Ages were a difficult time in which to live. Famine and disease were common. The Black Death, bubonic plague, devastated Europe in the late 1340s and early 1350s, killing an estimated 100 to 200 million people, y'all. Warfare was also a part of everyday life. The Europeans and the Muslims of the Arab world fought numerous conflicts. These conflicts, called the Crusades, began in 1095 and ended in 1291. Notice, y'all, I told you around the 1000s was when the Ottoman Turk came into power. The Arabs, who was Ishmael, our brothers, they were black people, y'all. And this said of Ishmael, he was a wild donkey of a man. He didn't give a darn about his brothers or his people. All he cared about was his immediate family, y'all. So they allowed these Ottoman Turks to come in and to take over. So that's how we got the transfer of power to these Ottoman Turks nowadays, who calling themselves Arabs. Y'all, they Turks. They are not Arabs. The original Arabs is black like you and me. So, y'all, let's prove this information, because, hey, y'all, we're going to take back what belonged to us. I don't know about y'all, but that's why we're going to Hollywood. This message will go forth. And who's going to stop it? Because now's the time. Prove this information with me, y'all. Prove it. God left a way. He left the Bible, and he left what happened during history. This is historical information that was written, y'all. This can be proven, this information of when the Ottoman Turks came in and started calling themselves Arabs. So go with me, y'all. So warfare was also a part of everyday life. The Europeans and Muslims of the Arab world fought numerous conflicts. These conflicts, called the Crusades, began in 1095 and ended in 1291. The Dark Ages have often been described as a backwards time in human history. The Dark Ages came to a close around 1500 AD as the Italian Renaissance and the Age of Discovery dawned. Age of Discovery, yeah. They had to discover how to run things, y'all, when it transferred over to them. Yes. So that's what the Age of Discovery was. Because you know what? We already discovered everything. The power just had to shift from us to them, okay? Another reason why the Middle Ages are often called the Dark Ages is because, compared with other eras, historians don't know as much about this time. They don't want to tell you much about this time because it will reveal what happened, y'all. That's why they claim they don't know much. If I came up with this information, how come they couldn't? Okay, y'all? So let's go with this, y'all. Many important records from this time have not survived. Yeah, because they didn't want you to find out what happened. That's why they didn't survive. But you know what? It's here to prove what happened. It's enough history that was recorded to know, to put the pieces together of what has happened. Okay, y'all? So controversy over the Dark Ages. Increasingly, historians are refraining from using the term Dark Ages. Many historians now regard the darkness of the Dark Ages as a common misconception. Recent scholarship has brought to light the scientific and cultural contributions of the Arab world. Historians also recognize the intellectual strength of the medieval scholastics. So basically, as we know, they don't want you to know about the term of Dark Ages, because then it would prove that how they stole everything, y'all. It was a shift that happened. I told y'all this was a 400-year punishment. So we could not keep, you know, power and authority. We had to give it. We had to give it, you know, over to Esau, because that's who took over. Esau was the one who took over, and we had to give it over to him. So that's where we find ourselves right now. And if you want to know how to, you know, redeem what was taken from us, because now it's time. This is what we're going into, y'all, for us to know how to redeem back what was stolen from us, what was taken from us. And the reason I say stolen, because we are a stolen people. We were taken, no matter who did what transaction, in order for us to come to be taken from the land of Africa. And even, let's go back a little further, y'all. Let's go back to the times when Columbus and America Vespucci and all them other folks came over to the continent of America. The American Indians were here. And how they came in and took over. Killed the Indians, talking about they come in peace. They bought coals here. They bought all manners of evil to this land. And then they gave coals to the native people. Native people didn't know nothing about no doggone coal, y'all. We were a healthy people. We didn't have those ailments. But they introduced those ailments to us. And they started, they saw this land. It was so vast and so, you know, where they could, you know, start their own civilization here. The colonizers came. When they came, they started, they took those people, the Amerindians, the ones that they didn't kill and rape and pillage, they sent over to other lands. They sent them, you know, out of this country into other lands. So yes, we had people leaving this country in chains, you know, as slaves. And we had those, you know, as a conquered people, and we had those coming into, you know, taken from Africa a little while later, you know, because this started in the 1500s. So the first recorded time of our 400 years of captivity was recorded in 1619. That's when they started taking us from Africa, where we ran to when we ran over the mountains in 70 AD, we ran into the western and central and southern parts of the continent of Africa to flee Roman persecution. We ran wherever Roman persecution was. You know, we ran into those parts of the continent of Africa, but we had to come through Esau's territory over the mountains. Esau is our progenitor's twin, y'all. Remember the story of Esau and Jacob. Esau had the right to rule, the birthright, and the right to rule. So this is an age-old fight Because Satan wants to rule through Esau because Esau was the firstborn. But as Daddy God said, no, Satan, you failed. You want to exalt yourself above me, sitting in the mountain of God. No, You gonna do just what you supposed to do. You gonna rule this world for 400 years. We gonna give you the blessing while you rule. You know, you took it illegally anyway. So we gonna let you rule 400 years and you gonna take everybody that wanna be a part of your crew with you. Everybody who don't exalt me as God or my son, whom they call Jesus, but his name is Yahshua, HaMashiach, Messiah. Yeah, y'all don't believe in him. So everybody don't believe in him? Yes. Take them with you too. Because everybody that don't belong in the kingdom that's coming, the kingdom that's rising, you got to take them with you, Satan, because we gave you that power to rule. I gave you that power to rule during this 400-year period. So that's what's going on, y'all. Satan wants to write through Esau because he did have the right to rule. But not no more. That power is done. When Jesus went down into the grave, or Yahshua went down into the grave, those 3 nights, he conquered Satan. He made a spectacle out of Satan because he hung the power and the sting of the grave on the cross. He conquered death and sin. He conquered Satan. So Satan thinking that, okay, I'm going to take all these people with me. I put the world in a trick bag and I got all these people. Now Satan, you ain't got all of us because you know what? God left his warriors in the earth. And we are those warriors, those of us who know the word of God. That is what's going to get us through this day because the word is a sword. It is a sword that flows through our belly like a river of living water. A river of living water. And it comes up through our mouth like a sword, y'all. So just know who we are. Just know that we got something on our hands, y'all, to look forward to. Because, as I said, springtime, it's magical time. And this is not me saying this. This is what the word of God says about this. Knowing that those Caucasians, Esau, Japhet, are going to Israel for the, what is it, the 50 year or the 70 year Jubilee celebration, y'all. Saying that Israel has been a nation. Israel never was a nation. Israel was only a state. Israel couldn't possibly be a nation because all 12 tribes are not there. So how could it be a nation? And then this is all a part of their wicked system and wicked rule. They went about making Israel a state. I'm not going to call it a nation. Through a fictitious war that they was not even supposed to be a part of. What war wasn't fictitious because it was an actual war that happened. But America got drawn into this war for the simple fact these Khazars, Khazar Turk, who called themselves Jews, said we want a homeland. So through the Balfour Declaration, why don't we draft up a agreement saying if we conquer, help you conquer, you know, win this war, if you come on in and help us win this war, then we need for you to give us Israel as our homeland. That's how Israel even got into the picture. And plus, it was prophesied that Israel would be a nation. But no, y'all, they didn't form it into a nation. They only formed it into a state. So it is a statehood. It is not a nation yet. We are the ones to rise up into a nation according to Isaiah 66 and 8 and Revelation 12. So just know, we are in the right season, the timing of things. and how everybody is trying to be us or take the promise away from us. You got all kinds of people rising up, like the Moors rising up, talking about how they are formulating a kingdom right now. How you can get you a Moor driver's license to identify as a Moor. Moor, actually, I don't know which term that they're forming this kingdom under, their kingdom. You know, saying Moors are black people. You know, Moor mean black people. But is this Moab, the person I talked to of the Moor kingdom, was saying about Lot and his son? Well, if you're talking about Lot and his son, on them 12 pearly gates, I don't see Lot's name. I don't see his son name either. I don't see Lot or none of his children, Moab's name on the 12 pearly gates. I see the 12 tribes' name on the 12 pearly gates. So where Lot fit into this set? No, Lot, you cannot come and steal our blessing neither. You may be black in skin, but you ain't the right people. Remember I told you Psalms 83 states how the nations that were left around us, Joshua and the children of Israel, did not kill the people like Daddy God said. Daddy God said, go in and wipe them all out. The mama, the daddy, the children, the babies, the cows, the oxen, the cattle, everybody, wipe them all out. But we didn't do that. We let them stay in the land. And when we let them stay in the land, then at the proper time, they came up against us and sought to erase our name from the earth, where we would not be synonymously connected to our name Israel. We just are black folk in the earth who don't have no connections other than to Africa. And then when they say, well, you came from this part of Africa, and then you go to that part, and they say, you ain't indigenous to this part of the land. You only came here. Okay? So if you came here, where you come from originally? Where your roots planted at? Your roots are planted in the part they tried to blow up and separate from the continent of Africa, calling it the Middle East. They stole us and changed our name, y'all. Took our language from us because we spoke Hebrew. So they didn't want you to know you was a Hebrew people because of the language you spoke. And the language you wrote, the language we identified with, was Hebrew. They stole our name. You know, first of all, these people are wearing our names, okay? But they took our language from us and started making us talk the language of the heathen, okay? Then they erased our names from us. They just erased our identity from us totally, which lines up with Psalms 83. Okay, y'all? And then in 1 Maccabees, I think it's 4 and 13, tells you that how they went in and changed the likeness of the images of the Bible. They made black folks white. So that's how your biblical characters became white. Hey, all this was by design, y'all. When the shift happened and we failed, they had to redesign all of this to make them fit. They made our history their his story. So we need to know how to put all these pieces of the puzzle together to make it fit jointly together so we can start understanding what happened to us, how it happened, and why it was allowed to happen, and then how long it was to last. Because this is only for 400 years, y'all. We got 3 more months on this 400 years to do, y'all. We at the end of this thing. We at the end of this thing, y'all. Now, you know that movement that came about in the 70s? You know that Black Power, Angela Davis. Oh, yeah, y'all. You know that feel, that groove? Mm-hmm. That's back again, y'all. Time to rise up and take what belongs us, because it is ours. It's ours, y'all. It belongs to us. That's what the word said. Ain't what Sharon said, but what the word said. So we need to know. We need to know how to give back what belongs to us. And all we got to do is speak it out. Speak it into the atmosphere. God left you with a word. That word is so powerful, y'all did not know it's your spiritual warfare weapon for such a time as this. We got to use the word. The word. One puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10K, y'all. 10,000 to flight. Better know that word. That's your sword. That's why only 144,000 gonna make it out of this, because 144,000 understand this message. That 144,000 know how powerful that word is that flow through our belly like a river of living water, y'all. Better know. You better know what you're working with. Better know how to keep these demons up off of you and yours. You better know how to slay some demonic defeated. They defeated y'all. This Satan's kingdom, they failed. He under our feet. So just know, stomp on the floor, y'all, because that Satan under our feet is under our feet. And that's what the word said. Then the word said something about Satan weighing out the saints in this end time age. Yeah, y'all, he weighing us out. We didn't do none of these people. They came and got us. They stole us from our land and then changed everything about our identity and then changed the name of the land we came from to make sure we would not look back and say, we come from that part of the world. Hey, y'all. And then some of these folks, yeah, the ones in America, these American Indians, yeah, them black ones that's in the land, yeah, I want to talk to y'all. Y'all sitting up here saying, we never went nowhere. Israel is here. The cradle of civilization is here. But let me tell y'all something. Come on now. We got a guide book. If the guide book said in Genesis 13 through 14 and Acts 7, 6 through 7, pull up the scripture, because I want y'all to read this with me, because you know what? We don't keep going back and forth over this. We're going to prove this thing one time, and we're going to prove it once and for all. For you people who are black Indians of this land, hear this and hear this well. Prove to me everything y'all said, because I'm going to prove to you in the word what the word says about if we indigenous to this land or, you know, if we strangers. Okay, pull up that scripture, Genesis 15, 13 through 14, or Acts 7, 6 through 7, which both says, we are sojourners in a land, a stranger, y'all, in a land not our own. Sojourning here 400 years. And I'm paraphrasing, so your Bible might not read like this, but these words are there. You know, the meaning of these words are there. Sojourning in a land 400 years, abused, mistreated, and enslaved. And God will visit them who put us in bondage. Before he bring us out of the bondage, he will visit them. Then he will bring us out with great substance. Isn't that what that scripture said? He gonna bring us out with great substance. Then that scripture said he was gonna visit them. He said that we sojourned in a land not our own. Didn't he say that? And then let's even go to Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68, y'all. And I believe it's like right around the last few verses of Deuteronomy 28, like around 60, the 68th verse, where it says that we will be bought over in ships, y'all. Ships. Didn't our ancestors come over here in ships? The water of affliction. What that mean? The water of affliction means the belly of slave ships, being transported in the belly of slave ships. Who was transported in the belly of slave ships stacked one on top of another? And then y'all say, that didn't happen. Prove to me it didn't. Because we got pictures of it, time recorded history of it, a historical event that happened. So how you say it didn't happen? Prove to me. You heathen, prove to me. Because you don't have understanding, and you're going to argue me down about the word of God. The word of God tells us what happened to us. All you got to do is read it. Then you say the word ain't true. Well, if the word ain't true, why are you living it out? Why are you the proof of the word? Because the word said this would happen to us. Didn't it happen to us? Did our people go into slavery? Who else went into slavery and still in slavery for 400 years? We at the last end of this thing, tail end of this thing. 3 months left on our captivity. So prove to me it didn't happen because you living it out. So how ignorant is that? Don't ever come to me again telling me about our historical past because you trying to prove a darn point because you say this land is yours. Yeah, it may be yours, but you know what? They ain't giving it back. And you know what? Daddy God already got a judgment on it. He said it's going up in flames. So why you want to stay here? He said he taking us out. We leaving this land. We're going to a place of safety, a place of Goshen, y'all. So y'all want to sit up here and say, the Bible ain't true. Jesus ain't true. Well, you know what? The name Jesus was changed. Yes, it was. But his name was Yahshua, y'all. Don't let Jesus be that capstone to make you fall. Because he's a real person. He's the first fruit from among us. Oh, this was orchestrated by God to bring us through. This is how Daddy God did this thing. And if you don't like it, too bad. You ain't God. He did it this way. So get with the program. Or be on Satan's side. How about that? Just go on and be on Satan's side. Because you ain't trying to understand nothing. And if you don't believe in God, you're on Satan's side anyway. And if you believe in yourself, you king, you this, you your own God, you still believing in Satan. So you know what? You don't believe in Yahshua or the name Jesus, that his name is termed today, coined today. Because he black like you and me. And he's the first fruit from among us. So even though they call his name Jesus, he go by a lot of names. Don't let that one name fool you. Don't let that one name keep you from the essence of the word. Don't let that name keep you from your spiritual warfare weapon, because you got to know the word. The word is your weapon. God said this thing is spiritual. Know that it's spiritual. Know that this is the spiritual awakening. Know that this third eye is in your brain. It's in the middle of your skull. How you going to take it out? And then you talking about, I don't believe in no spiritual eye. I don't believe in no third eye. Well, it's in your brain. God said in the word that he shut it off. Because he wanted to give you a way where you couldn't figure your way up out of this 400-year punishment, baby. He shut it down. He shut it down. He said, no more. No more will you figure your way up out of this, because you're going to go through this 400-year punishment. And you know what? We at the tail end of it, y'all. Congratulations. Hey, we made it. Woo-hoo! We made it through this 400-year captivity, y'all. Oh, my God. Well, that's something to celebrate. We made it. We made it. That's to celebrate. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We made it. So now it's time for the real thing that's about to happen, y'all. It's about to come up on us. As I said, this third act, along with this melanated brown skin, beautiful brown skin, we in, y'all. This melanated skin and that third eye is the God key. That's why they steal us. Yes, you better know. How many of our people have come up missing and ain't nobody got a word for where these people are? How many in our communities? We even see our own people, y'all, driving these vans on the south side. And on the west side, we see these people driving these vans around trying to steal our girls and our women. They black like me and you. Why are we allowing this to happen in our community? Why are we not taking care of our own problems? Why are we just allowing this to happen? We have power. We need to police our own communities. Half this stuff that's happening in our communities, y'all letting it happen. If we put together a force to police our own communities, until our change come, half this stuff will stop once we stand up and stand on what we supposed to be about. Come on, y'all, we at the end of this thing. This curse that has affected us, you better know you still have power and control over it. Because we at the end of a thing, y'all, coming out. Speak that word. And wherever we got to use a sword, okay, we got to use that sword. Come on. Let's do this. We have power and control. Let's stop letting the enemy control us. Let's take back our control. We have authority in the earth. We have the authority, y'all. Let's do this. We can do it. We've come into power now. Do you know, like I say, in springtime, when the Hebrew year 5779 kicks in, y'all, you a Hebrew people who spoke a Hebrew language. Know that. So when the Hebrew year, and they calling it the Jewish year. Yeah, right. Get out of here with that. When the Hebrew year 5779 kicks in this spring, around between the time of March and April, I don't know exactly when. All I can tell you is around that time period when the Hebrew year 5779 starts, then we're going to see a whole new thing, y'all. So specific things will happen with us. We light up, you know, just like the pictures in my book that I showed you guys, the halo, 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 we glow. Yeah, God's children glow. Yeah, that's something spiritual that happens with us to prove to the world those Jews ain't us and we ain't them. We the children going through captivity, that we will have living, that we are the living vessels of the kingdom of God. We are those living vessels walking around with a light. That light. Look, scripture tells us so much about a light, right? The light of God, right? Well, you got to know that light is within your belly, within your spirit. You got to know these things. That light is within your belly. You are living vessels with the kingdom of God within you. Oh my God, we need to know these things. Know who you are, that you have power. Only 144,000 know this. And they know how to wield that sword. And that means children and babies among us too, who know that word, who know how to slay some defeated demonic foe and ain't scared of nothing, nothing. Because we got God behind us. So if God be for us, who could be against us? God gave me the scripture, Deuteronomy 3:22. If God be with us, no, it says, our God himself will fight for us. That do not be afraid of them, for our God himself will fight for us. So we can't be afraid, y'all. We have to have courage, as bold as lions. Because when the spiritual chains are broken off our hands, and spiritual chains are broken off our feet, and that yoke destroyed off our neck, our back, baby back. And the world gonna know we free, just like we gonna know we free. How is that picture gonna look? I keep asking you all that. How is freedom gonna look when the world gonna know we free too? How that's gonna look? You all, we need to prepare. I said 3 months. Now let's let the word prove this thing. I am a prophetess. God sent me with this message to give to you guys, for you all to know. So this ain't my word. This is the prophetic word of God. I gave you guys scripture to prove this information. I told you the historical facts have been written to show you what happened, to show you that this system, this evil, wicked, cruel system of Satan that we live in, this red dragon system, is the system, the Rome of the Roman Empire, which is Satan's kingdom. The Roman Empire is a well and alive. It's alive, y'all. It is flourishing. That is the Vatican. This is their kingdom. And next week, I'm going to give you guys more information about what the name of Vatican means. And until next week, you can Google it yourself so you can see it. But you need to know about the system of the kingdom of Satan's kingdom and how it affects us as a people. The Roman Empire. That's that old dragon that's talked about in Revelation 12, y'all. This, the Hebrew year 5779 is the year of birth, which we are being birthed into a kingdom, according to Isaiah 66 and 8 and Revelation 12, and the year of the snake, which is again Revelation 12, how Satan is going to come against us and he's attacking us. And just like it says in Thessalonians about how Satan is wearing out the saints. Come on, y'all. All of this message has been proven. All this message has been proven. Come on, y'all. This is the word of God. I'm only showing you what the word of God says. It's in the Bible. I give you the scriptures to prove it. I tell you where to find this information. Prove this information, y'all. Prove it. So we'll know what's coming upon us and how to use the weapons of our warfare to get through this and protect our children and our families. So, I don't have much time with you guys. Remember, I have a spoken word event coming up. If you live in the Chicago area, January 25th from 11 to 8 p.m., look on my website or on my Facebook page where you can find all that information. I have an event established for it. So come out and join me January 25th from 8 to 11 at the Swift Mansion for the spoken word event, our poetry night, the Mothership Landing. So I look forward to seeing you guys. And until next week, thank you all for tuning in. And I'll see you again next week. Bye for now. That's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in.
To the Mothership, be right here on truthradio.net. And remember to tune in every Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. for our